The inauguration to the new entryway to Lennoxville is taking place this afternoon, and David Price, the municipal councillor and Lennoxville borough president, is in our 88.9 Cube studio, and so today it is official.
Making it official, opening it up. And what it is, of course, is the project we've been working on for, well, I'd say we'd have to go back probably 10 years when it first started. At that point, we were looking at the south side, actually, right in front of the studio here that would have been the entrance into Lennoxville. But as we know, a couple of years ago, we came along with, the government came along with a plan for the 410 that changed the picture, really, of the entrance to Lennoxville.
That's right.
Our new entrance now has become from the south side.
Okay.
So once that happened, we decided we should really, you know, make a presentable entrance to the downtown area. And we did have in the budget $100,000 a year to work on the downtown. So we prepared the plans and have gone ahead with a project over the past 4 years. The cost was $360,000, where we've extended the bike path and the sidewalk in that area. We've narrowed the street in order to slow the traffic down because we did have a problem with speeding traffic there.
Okay, so exactly where is this again?
It starts right at the corner of Massawippi Street and Queen Street.
Okay.
And there, of course, the first part that you see is the piece of art that we have in there representing the history, the culture, the past and present, I guess you might say, of Lennoxville.
And so how did the artwork come about?
There was the city hired an artist to present something to us, an idea of what it could be. When we first saw it, we really weren't happy with it at all. It was something very modern. We said, that really doesn't fit Lennoxville. So we sat down with the artist who did an extremely great job. He really listened. We said, well, Lennoxville's red brick. Lennoxville is, you know, the arts, the culture, the education, all of that. So he came back to us with an idea. I mean, first shot, you know, it was really, I think anybody seeing it will realize that it really does depict Lennoxville.
So are people able to see it as of yet?
As of yet, it's there, it's in place. But the only thing that isn't done is the lighting isn't on it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very clearly.
So when was it put there?
It's been built over the... Actually, it was finished just before the Canada Games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up there now. And now we have, of course, all the bushes in place because we did a lot of greening in that area too. And I have to say the cooperation between AFT and Global Excel was just excellent. I mean, they were partners all along because a lot of the work we did was on their properties.
Mm-hmm.
And they have agreed to take care of it after that. They paid the bills. When I say $360,000, there was more than
mm-hmm.
that in,
mm-hmm.
the, in the whole project because these partners put money in too. At the same time, last year we finished another little part right in front of the what we call the old St. Antoine Church, which is now Hope Church.
Mm-hmm.
And both the St. Antoine before and Hope have been very, very cooperative because there again, it's not all on town property. It's partially on the property of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice little rest area too. And that's the direction we're heading in town. I mean, this is a walking town. It's a biking town. We're going in that direction, and we're trying to make the infrastructure fit that.
Well, it is coming in from Highway 143, right?
That's right, yeah. And eventually, of course, that will be the way, you know, into Lennox once the 410 is complete.
Mm-hmm.
And we expect a much quieter town because at that point, we won't have all these big trucks rolling by.
Right, right.
In the meantime, we do have to put up with that. But still, we're moving along in that direction. We hope to be able to get $100,000 each year into the budget from the city of Sherbrooke in order to continue the project along. Our next part will probably be the sector between Queen Street and the Bishop's Bridge
mm-hmm.
on College Street.
So there. What are you planning there?
Well, there again, we haven't completed the plans yet, but mm-hmm. More greening, a little more hiding of some of the more... How would I say, buildings that aren't quite up to the way we'd like to see them.
Right, right. Now, a while back, some people were concerned about the road between Sherbrooke and Lennoxville and sort of slowing down the traffic on there and making a bicycle path there. Anything plans for the future on that?
That's a really good point, and it's for sure it's something that, you know, we're looking at, we would like to see happen. But we're still stuck at this point. That is a numbered route. It's a highway. It's sort of Highway 143. And that's controlled by the Minister of Transport.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once the 410 is complete, then again, we'll have a chance to actually be able to do something with it. And I agree there, you know, there's three lanes. I don't think there needs to be three lanes. I think the traffic could be slowed in that area, and a fourth mm-hmm. lane would be handy for the bike path, so you could go directly from Lennoxville right into Sherbrooke.
What date are we looking at for the completion of the 410?
It's always scary to say.
There was something in the news last week about that
They had given a contract for another mm-hmm. one of the overpasses. I talked to the minister actually last Friday, and he's saying that he really expects we'll be able to come as far as Lennoxville,
mm-hmm.
But not have the loop behind Bishop's by 2015. So mm-hmm. we're still talking 2 years down the road.
But at least we'll be able to come to the point of Lennoxville.
That's right.
So that will be a great help.
It will be a great help. The only thing, it still doesn't eliminate the trucks. The trucks mm-hmm. Will reduce some of them, but not, but we're still talking, you know, we're 12,000 trucks a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's enormous, you know, going right through town.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, something has to transport all of our produce.
And, absolutely.
And is there any difference now with the train situation?
We haven't really noticed it at this mm-hmm. point, but I should imagine, you know, there's a difference there. I mean, we just see the industries in Meganic. Tafisa is one of them who has said already that, you know, they did most of their production went in and out by train.
Right, right.
And so they're having to use trucks.
Yeah, that's right. If they can't use the train,
the only positive thing is there is Tafisa, apparently their main sales goes south. So they're leaving Meganic and probably heading directly to the States and not coming through here. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that might be saving us a little bit.
Right, right. Well, thank you very much, David Price, Borough President. Thank you for stopping in and filling us in and what's happening today.
Well, you're very, very welcome. Always a pleasure to do so.
The inauguration for the new entryway into Lennoxville takes place this afternoon at 3 p.m. at the intersection of Queen and Massawippi Streets.